Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Billy Joel has it all. What an accomplished songwriter, singer, composer, lyricist, pianist. He has had sustained success, I don't know, probably since before I was born, in the mid-1970s, I'd say. Those of you who are fans of Billy Joel know better than I. Billy Joel has 6 Grammy Award winning songs. In addition to that, he's already in the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He has everything. He has it all. But in his biography, 10 Years, he shared something that was very telling about his career. He described his life as empty and lonely. There's nothing wrong with that. We have those feelings too, and some of us resonate with that this morning, and we have, many of us resonate with that as well. But how is that possible? Someone who has everything, empty. Now let's compare and contrast Billy Joel to these people here in Acts chapter 2 that Aaron read here this morning. It's interesting, these people gather into Jerusalem from all sorts of different places, and they're coming for a harvest festival. It's kind of like the fall. There's a religious significance here I'll explain in just a moment, but it's essentially a harvest festival. These are simple folk who don't have the skills and the abilities that perhaps Billy Joel has. But did you capture what it says about these individuals? They ain't empty. They're full. They're full of the Holy Spirit. This morning, let's just unpack here. How is it that we can gauge ourselves if we're full of the Holy Spirit or if we're empty? And are there indications of how we could be full or how we could be empty? Are there clues here in Acts chapter 2? Full, empty, or maybe somewhere in between? Here's an indication of how your gauge may be, and that is, here's an indication of how your gauge may be. The first thought is, what's your outlook for the future? Are you pessimistic, probably empty, or are you optimistic about the future, probably full, filled with the Holy Spirit? Now, where does that come from here in this text? Acts chapter 2, in this moment of Pentecost, you see, is actually a festival that dates all the way back to the time of Moses in the Old Testament. And it was a moment of great optimism of God's people. This festival wasn't originally called Pentecost. It was called the Festival of First Fruits. It happened on the 50th day after the Passover had happened. And it was around that 50th day, you see, that all the fruit and the vegetables began to just become ripe. The first fruits of the season were picked, so to speak. And there was great optimism with God's people, and they gave thanks by offering thanksgiving sacrifices back to God. They were optimistic because they knew that better fruit was coming in the season that was in front of them. Let me put this into terms today. It's kind of like what we did last week in our family. We went to the pool. Do you ever remember what it's like to go to the pool for the very first time in the summer season? Oh, that feels so good. Water fights, cannonballs, barbecues. It's as if the summer's just going to be the best summer ever. I've never gone on that first day in which the pool's open and thought, boy, the summer's going to be a drag. It's an optimistic feeling. Or it's like this. When you've planted strawberries in your backyard and that first strawberry appears, and boy, does it taste good. It's optimism because there are many, many more berries to come your way. My friends, the giving of the Holy Spirit and the day of Pentecost does this for you. It is a sweet taste of greater things that God will do in your life. Better things are right around the corner, and we need that message today so dearly. Because if you turn on the news, what is it likely to do? You may have an optimistic outlook, but guess what it's going to say? The future is dim, and it's not going to be looking good. And you kind of get pushed down. You feel good about your health, and then you go to the doctor, and they say, just give it a couple years, and you'll be deteriorating, and you'll have to come back to my office and do something. And you get pushed down, and it doesn't feel good. You feel like you look good and doing well, and then someone comes up to you and says, boy, I see some wrinkles, and they're getting bigger on your face. The message of the world says it's getting worse, and it gives us a picture of fatalism. Pentecost is the exact opposite message. The world is not decaying. The Spirit is just a down deposit, Paul says, of a future inheritance for you. How powerful and awesome that is. You know, in the first, this is what it's kind of like. You know, in the first Superman movie, Ma and Pa Kent adopt this little baby named Clark. And there's an awkward moment in the movie. They know that he's going to do amazing things in the future, but this boy doesn't know it. He's just walking around like he's a normal guy and just learning how to walk and this sort of thing. And in the movie, there's this awkward conversation in which Ma and Pa Clark have to tell Clark, you have amazing ability and the future is going to be amazing for you. God is speaking to you, Peace Lutheran Church, today.